Bear Country 95.3. We check in with Patrick this morning, who has stopped by the Bear Country studios. Remember, Tuesday mornings, just before 8 o'clock, we get the Bear Country 95.3 website of the week from Montague Webworks. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kevin.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
You couldn't have voted yet, have you?
No.
Oh.
No. I do it on the way home.
Oh, all right. So you're planning on it for today.
Of
today
course.
Being election day.
I always vote. And everybody out there who's listening right now should go do the same. So
today is your day to do this.
Yes, it's election day.
Now, when it comes to elections, boy, you know, in the past, say, 10 years, elections and their focus when it comes to websites, it's completely different than how it used to be.
The game has changed. It's changed. Really starting with Howard Dean. Remember Howard, crazy Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont?
I'll keep my opinions to myself, but I do remember that his campaign was really a game changer when it comes to political campaigns and the internet.
He was the first who really did it in a way that combined the web technologies that we now have as platforms that we use, like Facebook, we always talk about this, but crowdsourcing and creating connective tissue between people in a virtual environment is easy when you use technology.
Right.
Joe Trippi was the person who ran his campaign.
Joe Trippi. Okay.
He's a very well-known, renowned guy, and he basically created this online crowdsourcing kind of grassroots concept.
Yep, yep.
Which Dean used very, very successfully. And now you'll see local, state, regional, and federal races for anything you can think of, from president down to, you know, the dog collector.
Mm-hmm.
Probably they have a website if it's a candidate.
Yeah, sure. I think just about everyone on the ballot today does.
Yeah, it's a great way to drive people to the internet to consume information.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the print mediums that are traditional, such as newspaper, magazines, direct mail, those things are expensive. And candidates have tried to shy away from some of those expenses by pushing to digital because it's kind of a one-time upfront expense, but if it's maintained well, it's much less expensive and it has higher perfusion.
Update it real quick.
Yeah. And they usually link up, as you would know here working at Bear Country 95.3, candidates link up political advertising on the radio, usually with a message about their website, which is a great way of getting them, again, to drive the traffic to the web. So there's a whole new political culture around the internet. And this year was absolutely no exception.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any of those TV ads for the negative TV ads that have been flying around? Have you seen? Well, you live in New Hampshire.
We have our own negative TV ads in New Hampshire, believe me.
Well, I've seen more than ever this year. But I've also seen something new, too, which is that they have that disclaimer thing at the end, you know, where the guy goes, my name is Fred Smith, and I work for the National Democratic Ladder Layers Commission.
Right.
And they say at the blah, 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 .org.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can't escape the internet. It's connected to everything in life, but it's really deeply involved in political life now. And I have a tendency to believe it's going to get even more so as we go on. So
I think so, too.
So election results.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yep.
You guys are going to have results tomorrow?
Absolutely. First thing tomorrow morning, we'll have all the results here at Bear Country 95.3.
Great place to get information is the radio. The other great place to go is to the web. And tonight, I imagine, some of the local news channels, the TV channels, have online web matrixes of results that are updated.
Yep. All the precincts send in their results.
Especially for our local stuff, but also for, you know, we have in Massachusetts, we have a governor's race this year.
Sure.
We have 2nd Franklin District congressional for us, which is Greenfield.
Yep.
2nd Berkshire has also got their race going.
Yeah.
We have a sheriff's race, which is uncontested here in Franklin County, and some other ones. So you can go to one of those local news stations, TV stations, pull up their website, like WWLP or TV40, one of those, and I'm sure you'll be able to see a widget that will update you on election results. And it's real time. So as they get the results from the town government, they make the changes.
Right.
And, you know, the Boston News Networks do a great job with that, too. So I would encourage you to use the internet. And local resources, too. I know that MassLive, Penrick, usually Penny's got results going on there. So, you know, make sure you use the internet, integrate it into your political life, and, you know, stay engaged. And the internet's a great way to do that.
Happy Election Day, Patrick.
Happy Election Day to you, Kevin.
Patrick's from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks in our website of the week every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock right here at Bear Country 95.3.